What's up, guys? Welcome back to Highlights with Brady and Aiden. I'm Brady.
And I am Aiden.
In today's episode, we're going to be going over our top three travel destinations in terms of countries. Maybe later on down the line, we'll do states. But for today's episode, we're each going to be doing our top three countries that we would like to visit. So, Aiden, you want to get us started today?
Okay. Coming in at my number three, I'm gonna go with Brazil.
Now, Brazil, why?
Yeah, I've always had this appeal to Brazil. I don't really know why, and like I've like seen like the beaches and like all that, and it looks really nice. And I feel like it would kind of be a good like also like a place to go visit, like kind of like the forest around there. And it's just like it looks like a really nice place to visit, and just like a beautiful location, just in general, just to be at.
I can't say the same. I don't think I would like to go
Oh,
to
okay.
Brazil, nor is it something I plan to ever do.
That's not something I'm really planning on doing. It's just putting it out there.
Yeah. For number three, for me, we're gonna go with good old England,
oh,
the Great Britain, England. And why? Well, I have some family that lives over there. So, you know, they're an easy place to stay. They can, you know, show me around. And I just feel like London and, you know, that the big city of England, you can go there. And I don't know. It just seems.
It so just seems are like you a, thinking more like the more London in that, or are you thinking like also like the surrounding areas?
I don't know. It's definitely London because that's where they live. But yeah, I don't know. It's just someplace I would like to go someday.
Mm-hmm.
If
Yeah.
If that opportunity comes up, which I mean, I guess, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. All right, you what's your number two?
Okay, my number two is I've got a interesting one.
Okay.
I would like to go like low budget traveling through like the heart of Europe. That's
So
like
just
something
hit
I've
as
always
many
wanted to
countries as possible, like Belgium,
do.
Germany.
Yeah, and like Switzerland and all that, just low budget. And like
So what, live on the streets?
Kind of like, no, not necessarily that, but like cheaper hotels, try to immerse myself in like the actual culture, like not try to like see the best sides of a country, but like try to like immerse myself in a different culture in that culture. Cause that's like something I've always wanted to do, is like see the way that they live compared to the way like we live, and like just what it's like out there.
I feel like I could do that from the comfort of a hotel. I don't.
No, I'm not saying
Yeah,
like no
I'm
hotels, but like,
kind of like I know. Well, I know, but like, I'd rather, you know, if I'm gonna go somewhere like that, make everything as easy and comfortable as possible.
like I guess it's just like I feel like it would be cool just to like immerse myself in that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, not me. Not me. But my number two. I think my number two would have to be Australia.
Okay, yep.
And my reasoning for it, I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not going to say ever since I was little, because that's just cliche, is I'll get out. But like for a while, it's always been like, man, Australia, it seems so cool down there.
Yeah, it does, the beaches and all, like even like just like the desert land just seems so cool. Like
it just, yeah, it just doesn't, I don't know. It seems like a knock, not, I'm not gonna say a knockoff America, but similar to America, just smaller.
I feel like that was definitely a place that I considered. You know,
And
it's just such a nice place, And it feels like it'd be so much fun to like just go out there and just like hang out on the beaches and like go around, you know. Yeah, I feel
And
like that would be just.
obviously, you know, if we're if we're talking like I don't know, logistics, everything like sports over there is gonna be worse. So you, I don't, yeah, there's, I feel like for an American, there's solid opportunity there, which is probably not how you would think. Like most people be like, oh, you got it, you go to America for opportunity. And I'm saying, and I'm not saying there's more opportunity in Australia, but there, you know, you get like the foreigner where everyone's like, oh wow, the foreigner. All right. Really quickly though, before we get into our number ones, a quick word from our sponsor.
Okay, before I do my number one, yeah, I think we should throw out some honorable mentions.
Oh yes, honorable mentions.
Okay, my number four was Australia, so I'm
Okay, you can
good
just
on.
rattle off a couple and why.
Yeah, Australia, same reasons as you. It just seems like a really nice place. Another one for me was Japan. I feel like that'd be
I feel like
a good.
that's basic. Feel like
Yeah,
it's a very basic white girl
okay.
location. Well,
Well,
I
it.
just feel like hey, they're rattling off. They're like, I would love to go to Mexico. Japan is nice too.
I feel like it's like the cities are so nice out there, and I feel like that would
Yeah.
be like a cool thing just to see like that. And I feel
But
like it's just like,
communication's an issue.
yeah, well, yeah, I don't speak Japanese, but like, I think it would still be like a cool place to visit, you know? And those were my two main honorable mentions. And also, oh yeah,
You got any others?
one more would probably be
Okay.
Germany. Probably
Germany.
just my, you know, that's a place that, you know, I could go, I could drink, I could have fun. I feel like that would be a very fun place to visit. I feel like it would be I feel like it would be less like touristy and more like fun, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You got any others, or is that it?
Those were my three main honorable mentions, I think.
I have a, I'm not gonna say, I have a little more than a couple. I have a solid couple honorable mentions here.
Yeah, that's
Some
fair.
that I definitely decided. Canada's on there just because it's not really travel, because you could drive there from the United States, but it is a foreign country, I
It is a
guess.
foreign country, yes, it is.
And I feel, and I feel like Canada would be a nice place to visit.
Yeah, I think it would be a nice place to visit. It's not too out there. It's very similar to our culture. It's
And
not.
you can communicate very
Yeah. Oh,
easily.
yeah.
And
They all speak
I mean,
English
my
pretty
two
much.
in London and or not London, England and Australia were both
Yeah, big English
English
countries.
speaking as well. My number one is not.
Oh, okay.
A couple other honorable mentions though. Italy and Greece,
Okay, yeah.
both on there.
Nice places. I've had
There's
family
a
on
lot of
both there.
Italian blood in me.
Oh yeah.
And
I've had
Greece
a
just
lot of.
seems really nice. Greece just seems really, really nice. Over there. Some others that I had considered.
Greece definitely could have been an honorable mention for me. Could have been.
Denmark, I don't know why, but I just feel like it never gets like
Yeah,
ever
wait,
talked
what?
about or visited. So I just
Wait,
feel like,
what?
I just feel like that'd be kind of cool.
Denmark.
Well,
I was.
yeah, I don't feel like anyone like goes there or like talks about it.
Yeah,
So I feel like
I
I
didn't
want to
think.
go there now.
Like,
That makes me want to go there.
maybe there's a reason
I don't
people
know
aren't
what's
going to Denmark.
there. I know there are very beautiful women there. I do know
Have you
that.
ever considered there's a reason people aren't going to Denmark?
I don't know why not. Any others that I like considered putting in the list? I don't think so. Maybe France, because I've never
That
been.
definitely could have
I
been
know you
another one.
have,
I
but
have been to France. It was great. That was a
I
lot of
don't know.
fun. I was a lot younger though. I think it would be a lot more fun. Once I'm 18, that would be
Yeah.
a great time to go, because France is definitely like Paris is definitely a thing. I don't think it was really meant for me when I was as young as I went.
Okay, now really quickly, because we're on honorable mentions, obviously, what are some places you would not like to go? Like two, three that you would not like to go to?
Ooh, okay.
I can start on this one.
Okay, yeah, you can
I
start.
would
You can
not like
start.
to go to obviously China or Japan.
Really?
I don't know why. Well, I know why I wouldn't want to go to China, but
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to China either, I don't think.
I don't know. I just don't feel like Japan's for me.
I feel like all those like Middle Eastern countries are just so crowded. I just wouldn't want to go there just because it's so crowded. Like maybe if it was less crowded, I think I could enjoy that more, but it's just so crowded and there's so many people jammed into a tight area that I think it would be hard to actually like visit.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm sure there's some African countries, obviously, that you would not like to go to, but trying to stick more
Yeah,
mainstream ones.
I've
In
heard
Russia, not going to Russia.
oh yeah, no, I'm not going to Russia. I've heard South Africa though is really nice. Like that's a place I've
Yeah,
heard is
I've heard there's some.
really nice places like out there.
Yeah. Gotta be rich though.
Yeah, rich white person really does
Yeah.
get down there.
Any that you would not like to go to?
China was probably would have been a big one for me. I just don't. I don't see an appeal, really. And a lot of the like in like I don't know if I'd want to go to a lot of like South American countries really besides Brazil personally. Like I don't
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be going down there, nor do I would like to.
yeah, I don't think I really want to go anywhere. Like it just, I just don't think I would enjoy that at all. I
I
just
wouldn't
don't.
want to go to Germany for some reason.
Why?
'Cause I bad vibes.
What?
I don't know, I just don't feel like I just don't want to.
Like Germany would just be a lot of fun. I feel like it would be like less like vacation-y and more like fun, if that makes sense. Once you get to a
Yeah,
certain age, of course.
we disagree on that one, obviously. Okay,
Yeah.
well, obviously, two are number ones now that
Okay, you can
would
go
you?
first.
Okay, my number one is Sweden.
Wow. Okay.
And there are a couple reasons for this.
Wow, I was not expecting that at all.
What were you thinking? What were you
I don't
expecting?
know. I was trying to think of what your number one was when you were naming off. I'm like, I have no idea what his number one is. Like, I'm like trying to
If
think of like.
I mean, I guess you could have thought Mexico, but nah.
I did not think it was going to be Mexico. I thought maybe Spain.
Oh,
I was like, I
yeah,
don't know why
no.
you'd want to visit Spain, really.
Sweden. Why? Because, well, I'm Swedish, so
Okay.
go there.
That means you run the country.
See some of that. Obviously. The women are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And I've, seen some pictures and it looks really nice. And I know that like everything, I know this like society over there is super like well,
Yeah,
I don't
it
know if I want to say
is.
well put together, but
They
everything
are one
runs
of the
super
best.
smoothly.
Yes, they are one of the best run countries. Yeah, that is true. They
And
are.
they're kind of like, I want to say isolated, but you're not, they're not really ever facing any threats from
Yeah.
any, sort of country or people there. So,
I don't get that one at all. I'm gonna be
and
completely honest.
it looks, I mean, the pictures I've seen, it looks super nice. So
Yeah, like
that's my
I
number one
guess.
for sure. That's my runaway number one.
Really? It's not even
Yeah,
close?
it's not even close.
Wow, that is
Although if I were
shocking.
like planning a trip right now, I don't know if that's where I would go.
Where would you go if you're planning a trip right now?
If I was going right now, I'd probably, well,
Out of the
obviously I wouldn't
country.
go anywhere right now because,
Yeah. Well, yeah. If
but
as
assuming
soon as
everything
quarantine
was
ends, you get to
normal,
go anywhere outside of the country. Where are you going?
by myself, I'm going to London.
You're going to London, okay.
But that's not like where I would like to go. Like
Yeah,
that's not like my
I get
number
that.
one where I would like to go. But I figured, if my first time going out of the country, I'm gonna
Go
go where
somewhere you
family
know, like
is.
kind of at least or where you know something. Yeah. That makes sense. I understand that pick. Now my number one would probably be Italy. Now
One of my
for
honorable
me,
mentions.
huh?
One of my honorable mentions.
Yes, it was. Now Italy for me, a big appeal is the food. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Of course, Italian food's
Like,
iconic.
oh man, that it is. And my sisters went, and I was so jealous that they got
They
to go.
did go? When did they
They
go?
did go. They went 2 years ago, I think.
With
And
who?
my grandma and my mom. And
Wow,
I was
that's
so
tough.
jealous.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
I
tough.
was so jealous. I did get to go to France though. Like if I hadn't been to France probably would have been my number one, and Italy probably would have been my number two though.
Okay.
So that is a the food is a big appeal. It's and it just seems like such a nice country to like go visit. It's like it's got beaches, it's got the nice like landscape when you get to the
It's got
middle,
landmarks.
landmarks in Rome and stuff like
Yeah.
that. It just seems like a very well-rounded place to visit. Like there's so much to do, I feel like. And I feel like that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
But
I
I
can
don't,
understand.
yeah. But
I
with
mean,
you, I don't know if that would be the place I'm going alone, like necessarily.
So if you're going alone in 2 months from now,
Two
where are
months
you
from now.
going?
I'd probably start in France. If I'm like,
Because you've been there, you know the
because
area
I've
a
been
little
there,
bit.
yeah. But I'd probably
Makes
want
sense.
to, I'd probably do like kind of my second option, if that makes sense. I'd
It
start in
doesn't.
France, though. And then I'd
You
like
start
kind
in
of like,
France and work down to Italy.
yeah, I kind of like work my way around a little.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, so we. I'm sh obviously I know that Sweden one caught you off guard.
Yeah, that I was.
Probably caught a lot of people off guard.
I was just wasn't expecting like I don't I still don't get it really, if I'm being completely honest. Like I get an appeal to living in Sweden. I don't know if I get an appeal to wanting to like visit there as like a tourist.
Well, who knows? Maybe I'll live there if the country goes to shit.
Yeah, if we can't get
If we
this
see what's
corona
going
thing
on
under
right
control.
now,
Yeah. Who knows what'll hit
yeah,
us next?
I'm 18 in 3 months. I'm getting the hell out of here. I am gone.
Yeah, I would. This can I cannot stay in quarantine much longer.
Oh my God, I know. It's, ugh, God. It's like
It's
I,
terrible.
so, like, and you see people on social media going out now and doing their
Yeah,
thing. It's
and
just
that
like,
seems like such a vacation
I
almost at this point.
envy
It's
you,
yeah, like.
but you're stupid.
Yeah, it's just such like I would love to be traveling right now, of course. Not that I would be,
Yeah.
but like it is so annoying when people are leaving. Like, stay in your house, bro. Like, it doesn't,
I
it's not
know.
helping anybody but you, even then.
Stay home, stay safe, wash your hands.
And those are the same people who are complaining about being in quarantine, like on social media. I'm like, well, yeah, you're also the one breaking it, making it
Yeah.
longer.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's gonna wrap it up for today. Sometime eventually we'll get a Twitter up where you can tweet at us or message us any topics that you would like us to discuss.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it. You have any last words that you want to say?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you today. Peace.